It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 758.
Happy Friday night drinks. Ooh, how are we, Gronks? I know it's the day, but we'll take any excuse to jump into some gin. Don't you think, gin guy?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a brekkie yet.
Shout out to 36% of the Gronks out there.
Why?
Because 36% drink at least one spirit a week.
Oh, there you go.
God, do you travel around with a personal computer, to, like a little hand
it's
pilot?
It's good fun though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thedailytalkshow.com/survey if you want to give me your data. I'm very respectful. On a Saturday night, I'm like, do you know how many people?
Do you know that there was a guy who installed a personal computer like on his head? Mm-hmm. Have you heard about this guy? Can you look it up, Sevs? Just like personal. So basically it was like giving him, he would hold it and it'd be strapped to him, mm-hmm. but he'd start using it and he worked out how to use it in conversation. Like, this is quite a while ago. Like, well, now Elon it's just Musk called a fucking, sort of, it's called a fucking iPhone, bro.
So it was sort of back in the day.
It was back in the day.
Full-blown computer case stuck to his head.
Yeah. Can you find anything about it, Sevs?
No. If we've learned anything, you just because pull, he pull can't find up. It.
Anyway, so it is like, I'm really hungry, which is, I feel like I haven't had breakfast, but I had a smoothie at 7 a.m. So I'm in the same boat as Sevs. What have you had for breakfast, George?
Just some Panadol.
You're still hungover from Wednesday.
Yeah, which is better, a protein diet or a Panadol diet? Which one's more responsible?
Yeah.
Jess,
yeah.
What do you have for breakfast normally?
Producer Jess, welcome.
Thank you. I had porridge this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it out of like a satchel?
No, just out of the box.
Yeah.
Frozen bloobs?
Just boiled water.
Bloobs.
Yeah, I did have berries.
Okay.
That's nice. I've decided, because today is usually a Fat Friday, mm-hmm. but once a month we're doing Friday night drinks. And so later on there'll be kick-ons, and if you want to be a part of it, you get a, where do you go?
thedailytalkshow.com/gronks.
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. And so then you can get a link to the Zoom where we'll all hang out. But
DJ Precious will be there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Replacing, we've liquid diet today. Mm-hmm. It's not advised, but today we're drinking Death Gin. Sarah and his co-founder, her co-founder, Jason, mm-hmm. i.e. Hot Accountant, mm-hmm. they have a gin brand. I mean, does it get better than that, having an accountant?
It's a very hot accountant thing. Like, it's a hot accountant thing to do, isn't it, to have a gin brand?
It's actually ridiculous. So, Josh, you've got one of the bottles there. Mm-hmm. Very impressive. You'll be impressed by this. Really? Look at it.
So it's in some black, what
wrapping.
Is it?
It's wrapped.
Paper.
Yeah,
tissue paper.
It's wrapped.
Do some people call it crepe paper?
No, that has a different texture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it crate or crepe?
Crepe.
Yeah.
Crepe, as in, is it meant to be the thinness of a crepe?
What is crepe paper?
Because is that pancake paper?
Sevs, come on.
It's tissue paper and crepe paper crepe. Is in the same
what
category.
What does crepe mean?
Thin? Like
it
a thin
it has to. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. It can't. No, but surely
what
not.
About the thinness of a crepe? Because crepes are super thin. Sevs, what side are you on?
Well, I'm still on Google, and I just came up with crepe. A thin pancake, thin light fabric.
No, we know this.
A thin light fabric.
So it is pulling from. Which one came first? Crepe, the food, or crepe?
On Google, it's announced the first one is a light fabric with wrinkled surface.
Really? I would have thought the food crepe would have been more significant. Anyway.
So look at the lid, though. So turn it over. These are like, what do you call it? Candle waxed. They're just waxed lids that seal it, and then there's underneath it. What does that say on the front of it?
MM.
What does that mean to you?
MM.
Come on,
you're outrageous.
Come on. You're the guy that introduced this term to me.
Really?
MM.
Death Gin.
Yeah. Think about the brand, Death Gin.
MM.
MM. So no, you got this, mate.
I'm in a shit mood, so I can't actually pull for it. I couldn't even think of Billie Eilish's name this morning. I was trying to think of Billie. I was like, similar to Lord, but American. Mad Monday?
No.
Give me two more goes.
Two more goes?
Because I feel like it's an in-joke that I'm a part of, and it's very annoying.
Well, you introduced it to all of us, pretty much.
You started it.
Think about the old Daily Talk Show intro. It was featured in that.
Oh, that's too much of a giveaway.
Wow.
Or we can't even get that.
A memento mori.
Yes.
There we go.
So that's the $70 coin that you bought that reminded you that death was imminent.
What did we learn from that, like, guessing game?
Not much. I thought you'd get it straight away. Yeah, I didn't plan out a whole game. The only game I'll be doing is drinking. Anyway, so pull out your bottle. But I'm going to. Okay. Who wants a drink? Because I'm going to make. I've got my little setup here. It's a little bit cloudy, Sevs. As the gin guy, what does that mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, so this is it's because it's cold and because it's so high quality. The juniper oil is going cloudy in the drink. And so, when it heats up, it'll become more and more clear.
Okay. Will it heat up, though, because we're going to put ice in it? As the gin guy, is that...
Well,
do you like
I mean, yeah, it's just more like room temperature. When okay, that warms no, no, up, gotcha. It'll become more clear. But there's nothing... If it's cloudy, it's high quality. Yeah.
Oh, the wax thing is legit.
It is really legit.
Is it actual wax? Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is great.
If we've learned anything this week... serve the ladies in the room first. Uh-huh. Sev's learnt the hard way.
Yeah. Okay, so Jess, do you drink gin?
Yes.
What's the deal? How do you actually have gin?
Well, we've got tonic today, but I think like soda water's okay. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, other flavours and stuff you can mix with other types of fizzy drinks.
We're going classic gin and tonics today. Now, would you like, I won't be doing this for the whole show, by the way. This is just the first little, you know, bit of a performance.
Can I ask, though, before you start, are we going to do the taste test?
Oh, yeah. Sarah said we should do the taste test.
And so what's the taste test?
This is rude.
It's going to be bad.
I'm just going to, there's a bit great. There. Can you come get that, George? Because I just want Jess to do it.
Okay. And so
it'll be quite funny if Josh does it, actually. He's always...
Should I just do it out of the bottle? No.
He's a hoot. So this is... I've just given you straight gin and I want you to...
I'll describe it.
Jess will run us through how to do it.
Okay.
So, yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, so what do you do?
So we were told this morning that you have to take a sip and then roll it on your tongue and let it go through all the different taste buds that we have on our tongues. And I can't tell you what they are, but there's different taste buds.
Okay.
And we're going to get a different experience and then we should end on notes of caramel. That was right.
What does it smell like, do you think?
Gin. Yeah. What is the smell of... I mean, vodka just smells like pure alcohol. Gin has a specific... It's the juniper in it.
Juniper oil, yeah.
Is it the juniper oil that makes it smell?
Sweet.
Smell like gin? It's an interesting question. No, Josh, I respect that question. Let's have a little go.
Mm. So I'm getting ready for the tongue thing. Do you know what it smells like? Carrots. No. Anyone else smell carrots?
It is something gardeny. Like that's, I think, what gin.
Yeah.
As soon as I smell gin, I smell cucumber.
I just had to swallow that.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold it in your mouth.
No, I swallowed it. Is that not what you meant to
do? Well, no, because we were meant to breathe it out, but then he...
What do you mean breathe it out?
Because she said to let it, like, perth through.
I'll go like...
So, to let... Yeah, you let air out while the flavour's in your mouth and you taste the flavour more.
Is it going to be quite... as a guy who's just started drinking, is it going
to... He's got 3 more months of that before we shut it down.
Is it going to be an intense...
Not his experience? Drinking. We don't shut his drinking down.
Is it going to be...
Hold it in your mouth for a few seconds.
Okay. And it's not the whole thing. You're going to go the whole...
No, I won't. Okay, here we go. Right, so...
Having a sip. Oh, no.
He's pursing his little lips.
You can swallow it and then breathe out.
He spilled it out of his mouth. It was going
to
bounce.
I was trying to blow out whilst drinking. It's very hard.
Yeah.
Can't multitask.
Okay, so the taste. Okay. I taste cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
What else?
Is that a flavour note, Sebs?
Not sure. Because it was meant to be caramel.
Oh, yeah. Cinnamon. Yeah. No, hang on. Let me do some more. Just give me a moment. I was actually, do you know what I was going to say? Before you said caramel, I was going to say fantail. It tastes like a fantail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that'd be nice.
But these are, it's the same with wine, everything. Like it's a slight stretch. It's like when someone says like, oh, chocolatey notes. I remember when you hear chocolatey notes and it's like, oh, great, chocolate wine.
I think the fool that takes it literally, it's like hints of it. Mm. But then it is like, so we were told the caramel thing, which... I don't know. My palate's not sophisticated whatsoever. But I know what you mean.
You're eating salt and vinegar chips.
We're absolute bogans.
Are you getting coriander flavour at all?
I think it is something gardeny about a gin flavour in general.
And so this is because it's distilled using coriander?
So there are coriander seeds in it.
in it too. Oh, nice. Yeah. There you go. Gin guy, far out. He's good, isn't he? Yeah. Anyway, I'll load us up with the gin and we can get on with it.
And low-cal as well, yes.
Well, yeah. Well, we've got – so we stuffed it up. So Jess and I went down to Woolies and we got, you know, the cucumber, the lime, and also the tonic water. Queen Gronk would be absolutely sick at home if she knew.
No.
Got Schweppes? Or is she okay
she
with Schweppes?
She loves Schweppes.
Okay, so she loves Schweppes.
I got Fever Tree once. She said, no, go Schweppes.
Okay, so we went plastic bottle Schweppes, and then we got told by Sarah – who dropped off the gin this morning, oh, whatever you do, just don't get Schweppes. And I was like, oh. Really? And she said, the alternative is Aldi home brand. So supposedly there's something in there that one, they use like a flavoring, and the other, they actually use the thing.
And so tonic water compared to fizzy water?
Oh, mate, I've made the mistake of thinking I had a bottle of soda water in the fridge, hungover.
And good work, Sebs. I can hear that. As soon as I ask that question, you're on it. What's the answer?
Soda water utilizes pressurized carbon dioxide. Tonic is also carbonated, but it's got a distinct taste because they add flavors to it.
Yeah, lots more sugar in tonic water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's where your calories are. Q9. Q-U-N-I-N-E. Quinine. Quinine.
Hang on.
Grace said it once.
Say it again.
Q-U-9-N-I-N-E.
Q-U-9, okay.
Quinine.
Okay, here we go.
So, yeah. So the soda water. Oh, I've got soda water here. That's the wrong one.
Oh, so you've
we have a tonic water.
Oh, tonic Schweppes. And a soda. Okay.
Okay, I'll stuff that. Anyway, I'm using Aldi one, okay? Let's get on with it.
Okay. Well, while you do that, yesterday you talked about the McFlurry.
I did. Well, we didn't know. George and I, this all happened because I got a McFlurry Wednesday night after our day session of drinking. Bit naughty. Mm-hmm. Wanted one. Got the brand new banana caramel McFlurry. And boy, was I not happy with what I'd got.
Well, Nathan in the Discord posted a photo of the McFlurry.
He got one too?
Yeah, and Bree was like, oh, that's not actually coming from McDonald's, is it? Like it was, it looked like someone had accidentally dropped something into the McFlurry.
Yeah, and so I thought, look, I don't want to give up on Macca's. I just want to hack Macca's. And so I worked out that all the ingredients that were inside of this McFlurry are just a pie, banana and caramel pie, which you can buy separately, soft serve, which you can buy separately, caramel sauce, which you can buy separately. You do the math. Well, I'll do it in the video that we're about to play, but I just thought I'll just buy all those ingredients and see how much it costs. Expose, baby.
But it doesn't include the time spent on this whole video in regards, like you haven't calculated that.
That's $14,500 that it took of my time, George's motion graphics, and Jess's PR skills.
Okay, so this was yesterday, the half price sort of McFlurry.
This is the almost half-price McFlurry hack. McDonald's just released the brand new banana caramel pie McFlurry. It costs $4.90.
That looks like a pretty good McFlurry.
And this is how you can get it for almost half price. Firstly, you need to buy soft serve, 70 cents. Banana and caramel pie, $1.50. Caramel sauce, 50 cents. If you can do the math, what is it? How much? Saving of $2.20. How you win the game. Now I've got to construct the McFlurry. Grab yourself a bowl and a spoon, combine the soft serve, banana caramel pie, and top with caramel. Bon appetit.
That's how you
well
do
done.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We're rich.
No.
But you bought one to compare, didn't you? So you ended
we bought
up,
one, and to Macca's credit, I think it was just the Templestowe McDonald's. Oh, my God. McFlurry that I got there was horrible. The one you got on Hoddle Street, there was a fair bit in it, but then I got double what he got for $2.20 less.
It is amazing how the different, like, restaurants, all the different fast foods, there's good ones and bad ones. I remember a specific good KFC in Hallam.
Subway. There's good ones.
Oh, good
bad
Subway. Baldwin North, great Subway. Bree and I will drive to Baldwin North.
Really?
Really?
The one next to Beacon Lighting.
I believe it's where they've got their own car park, you know, a little section just off the side, just across from Aldi.
Oh, yeah.
Jess, would you like cucumber or lime?
Cubbies have lime.
Do you have cucumber? Do you squeeze it in?
Yeah, go for it.
Right, I'm going to give you a freshie, fresh glass.
Do you want me to bring this one over?
No, I'll give you, unless you want a small glass. No.
Yeah, we're running low on glasses.
Yeah, we are. It's all right. It's all right. We're good. We're good. Anyway.
Well, that's one thing I think, like, what we royally fuck up is using the right glass for the right drink. So the criticism that we had in regards to the Prosecco, you're right, just doing passing it over. The Prosecco that we had, the feedback is George okay? George is just standing there. Okay.
He's my service. Okay. He's my serviceman.
It's just this. Serviceman.
All right, there's a fair bit of gin in that, Jess.
Jess, what sort of glassware do you have at home?
Glasses with really thin rims.
Okay. Is that
nice. So how many glasses do you have?
And prone to breaking those things.
Yeah, they are.
Is that a higher quality? Because I feel like when we bought the wine glasses from Coles or Woolies, we only spent like $10 or whatever, and they're the thickest thing
they're
you've
so
ever.
They're so thick.
Yeah. And so is a thick glass actually a poor quality glass, do you think?
Maybe because, you know, those glasses come from the likes of Kmart. Thank you. And like Target and stuff, but the thinner ones are generally more expensive. Mm-hmm. But like I'm not going to discriminate against the glasses. Like they're usable.
Sure.
But the thinner ones are nice to have like a nice glass of wine in or something.
Do you have stemless or stem wine?
Stemless. I have both, but I prefer the stemless.
Martini because glasses at home?
No.
What about like the different?
I don't make cocktails.
What about like red? You know how you have different, you're meant to have different glasses for like red, white. Do you have that?
I do, but I literally pour my wine into a glass like this.
Great. Really?
I know. I don't know if it's bogan or classy.
I reckon it's bogan.
Yeah.
I reckon stemless in general went sort of into a classy area and then went bogan because it is very similar to a glass.
This is true.
But
that's going to blow your head off, Jess, that drink.
It's gonna be put a lot in there, did you?
Yeah.
It is cloudy though.
Yeah.
Great.
So, Josh, why are you in a bad mood? I've felt it since you moved in. You were angry since that I was breaking ice. Since you walked in. I'm taking George's jacket off, by the way. It's a bit hot.
No, well, I didn't want to bring it down. I feel like there's a little bit of a, maybe there's a getting to Friday night. I'm always angry Friday night before Friday night drinks. Have we noticed this?
No. Yeah, but I think it's a cathartic. I mean, you could say don't talk about your feelings.
Yeah.
And just try and sort of ride it out and get to that nice place. But I feel like for you, it's cathartic to sort of
just get it
let
out.
Us all in on your bullshit.
Yeah. You want to know my bullshit. No, I said to Sebs before I came, I said, I'm ropeable. ropeable.
It's very calculated to use the term ropeable.
I'm ropeable. I sound like a dad. A dad's ropeable. But no, I was ropeable. No, because we've done a deal with Audio Technica and we've got these headphones and microphones and all this sort of thing. And Sebs tells me he's good at telling us that things are happening, and so he's like, we've got to do a video for Audio Technica, and he does tell me yes, it's like it's due Friday. But what happens every single time is he says that and then he tells us on the day like when it's due. It's like, oh, we still need to do that Audio Technica thing.
Yeah.
And so I was spending like 4 hours this morning writing copy, wasn't it, like doing other stuff outside of being in sort of camera mode.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I don't want to come here and have to deal with that shit. And so I got like, but then I don't want to let Audio Technica down too. Because what have you told Audio Technica?
We'd post a video today.
We'll
post a video today.
Yeah.
Who's editing it?
Yeah.
Who's
editing it? You were editing it.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, like, did you tell? I have a feeling that you've told Audio Technica, you've implied, like, it's in the works, we're developing, we're working on the video. And then we're delivering it today, but we're actually fucking cramming to do it today. Have you been emailing him saying it's coming together nicely?
No, I haven't said that. I've said we'll be working on it.
Okay. So what do we do? Because I feel like I don't want to be.
I know what I'm going to do. Get Sebs a drink before he cries.
What do you think I can do? That what should I do? Because I realize I'm like
big one.
I said that I was ropeable and I was annoyed. But I realize that I'm part of the problem. What can I do better to make sure that we do these things?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it was. I don't think it was you.
Mm.
Like, I think it's just like, you know, dialing in like the calendar invites, you know.
We just don't use the calendar.
Yeah.
First time I heard about it was when I got a calendar invite about it today.
And that was because, so he calls me and says we have to do it. And I was so caught off guard, I didn't know how to...
How to handle it.
We'll do it right before the show, but send me a calendar invite. And so he sends me a calendar invite and I write back. I'm like, I'm fucking ropeable. You send me a calendar invite an hour before we've got to do it. But I don't know. I just want like, I want us to do a good job. But the other thing too is I don't want to micromanage. I don't want to be like, oh, put it in the calendar, do this sort of thing. But then I also take responsibility where it's like...
Is it micromanaging to say just put it in the calendar for somebody who's learning how to use calendars? Like as in implement... You know how to fucking use it. Implementing it into your everyday workflow. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's micromanaging.
So I should have just said put it in the calendar.
At the start of the week.
Yeah.
Because then I book shit out.
What was your thinking?
Today...
Yeah, just like, is it, yeah, how do you get to the Friday and be like, okay, we do it?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, no, the Friday, that's problematic. Like, that's rushing. But it was more just like, you know, I've mentioned it.
Yeah. what if he came to you on Wednesday and said, we need to do this audio tech? You would have been like, mate, I'm busy. It's under control. We're getting it done. Mate.
And so that's where I realized.
You're the video guy.
Yeah, No, but I do understand, but I want to get better at, and this is the fight Sabrina and I have, is it's like she'll ask for something like, oh, can you do this like chore or that chore? And I'll be like, if it's in the calendar, it gets done. Like I'll do it if it's in the calendar, which she thinks that she shouldn't have to put things in the calendar to get them done.
I think there's also the reality that when things are in the calendar, they still are annoying as before they were in the calendar. In terms of like if you are busy, you're in a real flow this morning with building our new websites. Yes. And so I know Josh when he's in that mode, I don't really need to talk to him. Mm. He doesn't want to be talked to. He's Rain Man. I know we call Rory Rain Man, but you're just like.
But I just saw it as I knew that it was slightly overly negative, like the reaction. Mm. I don't know whether I was also like self-sabotaging because I was like, okay, we'll do it at 11:30. And then I know it takes half an hour to walk from my place to the office. And I was just sitting on my bed. And I was like, I'm actually too angry to leave. So I didn't leave until 11:30. And I said, look, we're going to have to do it another time. And so how can we, like, the other thing too.
Bodhi's going through a real stage where he just like putting his head down and like doing what I'm imagining we're doing at the end of your bed. Just, you're not sharing. Yeah.
But not only that, because Bree had said to me, tomorrow you should wear your woolen jumper. Right, like
you'll set you right off, didn't it, mate?
Well, it did because I'm like, it's not comfy at the moment, so it did.
You're an obscure man, aren't you, Jack? So I was like,
she's like, well, you should wear the woolen jumper. I said, well, when it fits, I will, and you don't have to mention the woolen jumper until it starts to fit again, and I'll start wearing it anyway. So I'm ropeable about Sevs, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to I shouldn't say Sevs, the situation.
No, it's all right. Lean into it.
It was a situation that you led.
As he says that with the most closed off body language as a human being. Like you couldn't get through to him if you tried.
And no, so in the morning I was like, you know what? Maybe this is all in my head about the woolen jumper thing. So I'm going to try the woolen jumper. So I'm already angry. I try the woolen jumper on.
Yeah.
And Bree's working from home.
Yeah.
And she's like, and so like I'm pissed off. And I'm already ropeable and I've put the woolen jumper on. Then Bree's like, because I literally last night was like, no, I don't want, I told her the whole story about the woolen jumper. And she's like, oh, you're wearing the woolen jumper. And then I looked in the mirror and I was like, this doesn't look good. And so then I changed back into my hoodie, which I feel comfortable.
Okay. No, that's good. I mean,
but I want to turn this around. I don't want to bring everyone else's day down.
No, I think, this is the process. I'm laughing. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling, you know, the death gin's getting to me. Mm-hmm. It's
can
it's
I have one nice. With
yeah,
all
pass
the
it over.
Oh, have
pass
you not had one yet?
Pass no. it over. Yeah. Thank I was you. Letting him sort of get it out. hang on.
So, have you got a concept or what?
Well, so this is the problem. So, Sebs, can you read the dot points of what I've asked for on Slack? Just read the whole Slack transcription if you like.
And my go-to is always, can we just get into a GB hump day replay?
Yeah, here we go. So here we go.
Okay, well, I'll start. I want us to put energy into things.
Uh-huh. That's what I said.
This is what you said. Surprise and delight for Audio Technica. Mm-hmm. I would much prefer if we had a meeting specifically for the shoot 24 hours beforehand. Fair. The creation
I didn't
of
say fair, did I?
No, that's me okay, saying. Sorry. That's me adding it.
Okay.
Okay. The creation of dot points of what we are delivering and enough time to do multiple takes without the pressure of a short timeline.
That's pretty reasonable.
Is that it?
Valid. It doesn't sound like you, Josh.
Well, this is the fucking annoying thing because I'm the last guy and this is what I'm like trying to get used to. If he'd had that meeting, said, hey, we need to have a meeting for this thing, I'd have been like, jeez, yeah. You're a bitch. Like, I fucking hate this. But I would have had exactly the things. I would have had it. And I would have, but I would have respected him for it. And I would have been like, I'm going to do this whole thing.
Okay.
And so, but that's where, like, the thing is, what my point was, I'm shit at all of this stuff. I'm shit at calendars. I'm shit. Does that mean that everyone has to be shit at it?
No.
It's like, not your skill set.
Yeah, it's not my skill set. Do you reckon it can be your skill set? Do you reckon you can get good with calendars?
Yeah. No, I need to work on it. That's for sure.
Jess, I think you are amazing at this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
How? I mean, you've been working in the industry for many more years than Sevs. Mm-hmm. Early days for you, working in different PR companies and things like that. What was the... Did you get any of this bullshit from your boss?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I think everyone has to learn the hard way. Mm. It's called managing up. Mm-hmm. And so when you're like, you've got to manage Josh almost. I know he won't like it. He won't enjoy it, but.
Definitely not.
We'll get you there.
But you know, right. and so managing.
So hang on, just explore that a bit more. So he needs to manage Josh. Is it his reaction to how Josh manages him and then what he does with that? What is it?
So I would say it's anticipating what Josh wants and needs and planning for that and having, I guess, a thought process or having these actions done before he asks you, always being that one step ahead.
Mm. And that's the way I good, think. Doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah. It makes me sound like a baby, but is that how it works?
No, that's honestly
me saying I know your deal, you're in go mode in a task. I know you. I don't need to – like calling you is not productive.
Mm-hmm. But I also think that we've both gotten so good at that. It's like you doing your McFlurry thing. Like I think at the start you would have been like, oh, I've got to have Josh in it doing the fucking intro. I can't be fucked.
Are you going to be pissed if it goes viral? Because
no, I mean, last time
Ryan John is a part of the Daily Talk Show, according to news.com.au.
No, I mean, co-host. I think it's great. Yeah, Georgie Boy will get a lot of love. Yeah. Who's that great? The guy with the mo. I believe he's not even allowed at Macca's. No, I think it's great.
I know what you mean. And so it is about. I was listening to a great episode about great.
This is delicious, lesson. By the way.
It is. Yeah, it's really fucking, nice. It's good, Jim.
So good.
Can we just have a quick cheers? Let's sort of shift.
Cheers.
Okay, let's shift.
Shift moods.
Shift. Happy Friday. Happy Fat Friday. Happy Friday night drinks. Drinks. Cheers.
And have we mentioned it's World Gin Day tomorrow?
Yes. Mm.
We haven't.
Yes, it is. Okay. It is. Mm. And you should have put that in the calendar 24 hours before.
Yeah, exactly.
Bullshit.
If it's not in the fucking Trello that I'm not going to look at.
Mate, Death Gin, get on it.
Is it e-com? How do you get it?
Yeah, e-com. Yeah, so the deathgin.com is their website and you can buy off there.
Jess, do you want to just give them, because we love Jace and now Sarah. Can you give them
The megaphone. So we've given Jess the megaphone. Mm-hmm. Here this we go. Great. So you do it into the microphone.
Straight into it.
And should right. I just say...
Well, whatever you want.
Jess is going to be pissed that we didn't put a Cal invite for this. What is it, Death? What's the website? What's the website? Hang on. This is great. Good work, Sevs.
Computer. Okay.
Thank you to Death Gin for your refreshingly dry gin that's going to help us live our best life today.
Love it.
That's very Death good.
Death.com.
Yeah,
you are right. Death.gin on Instagram.
Oh, Death.gin on Insta.
Love it.
How was that?
That was really good.
I was listening to a lesson in the Sam Harris meditation app. Highly recommend it. And he has ones around like what are the benefits of meditation and what are you looking for within the practice? You know, what are you looking to get from the practice of meditation? And in short, you can change the world by changing your internal rather than waiting for the world to change your internal.
Yeah,
and
like
so
that.
For you, Josh, it's like, who are you in the moment of a situation like that?
Mm.
And it's like relying on SEVs to change, and this is where we can take power and ownership internally and change our worlds completely in what our interactions are. And I think that's like one of the known scientific benefits of meditation, changing pathways, changing reactiveness, all of that kind of stuff.
But it's never just the thing either.
No, but it is about how do you turn down the dial 60% across all intense or what would have been an intense situation. So for me, Bodhi, like he's going through a bit of a tough, not tough time, but just like they just change. They're constantly either not sleeping or they've, you know, being a bit sooky consistently, you know, not eating. And like I found myself holding Bodhi when he's screaming or I'm trying to dress him in the morning and he doesn't want to do it at all. I'm just like, I fucking would have blown up hard in the past. And it's the
problem. And so what do you do? What's the...
Nothing. I'm not doing anything. I'm being... And this is what I mean. It's the benefit of meditation that you don't realize until it creeps up on you. And you're like, it's not even patting yourself on the back. You're like, hang on. This kid's fucking screaming and I feel like removed. You know how sometimes you're holding it in like about to blow up? Sometimes I'm
like
holding
it in. Your teeth type
that
of
kind
thing,
of stuff. Yeah. Sometimes I'm just like just breathing through it. It just is like I'm watching a child scream on television that isn't my child. And it's – and so Mason's your son. So no, but it is like how do you change your reaction? So Sev's too. This is not just – one way.
It's
like,
good that what I'm proud of is that I can have a moment, I can be annoyed, but then I can like come back and we can all be good. Like it's very contained to the issue. And I'd prefer to, and my thing is, it's like the reason I bring it up on the show is because I feel like any energy that I put, like anything that's taking energy, I feel like I can actually lever it. Like I can, I don't feel so bad now, because at least it's made it into the show.
I mean, that's why I said it. That's why I said it's cathartic. Let's talk about it. Anger, so emotions are fleeting, right? You can't be angry for 24 hours.
But some you people are. Some people, like I was thinking about how much.
Sorry, I'll just finish that. I don't think it is possible to stay angry for 24 hours without actively trying to delve into the thought to get angry.
It's so true.
Anger leaves. It's only here for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and meditation is shortening these intensity of these kind of emotions.
It's like if Bree and I are arguing, or if we have like a little moment where there's an argument, and I sort of like turn over for the first like 3 minutes. It's like, you know, you've been a baby, and you just saw that. But then it's like, oh, now I'm like actively having to like try not to turn around and hug, you know.
And so you're continuing the anger,
but then you feel like
the annoyance.
But then it's like you are a baby because, like, you know, I'm sorry.
And so that's any emotion, right? It's like even after a breakup, you feel heartbroken. The heartbreak doesn't stay with you for every waking moment. You will have a moment within. It might be a long time, but it will be a moment where you've seen something that's made you laugh. That emotion's gone until you sort of revisit it again, which will bring it straight back up. And so that sort of internal change to change the world around you is that version. And so I don't know. But then when it comes to – this is the thing, Jess, I haven't worked in businesses that are big. I just own the big media company. No, but like you're having to sort of manage people around you, whether you're the manager or not. You're managing yourself and how people are reacting. And so, I mean, you've worked in much bigger businesses than me in terms of like when people are annoying and you don't want to work with it, but you have to, like, how do you deal with those feelings of shit coming up and, you know, politics essentially?
Yeah.
And get very close with your microphone, please. Charles has just said, turn it
right
on.
In.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
That's okay.
Sorry,
the bot has spoken and he's not even, it was computer generated. It's amazing.
I think when it comes to working with people, when you're their manager, it's easier to take a step back because you can guide them in the right direction. And a lot of the time, particularly in my industry, people are stressed over something that, you know, it's not life or death. Like it's a non-issue. Like the client might be unhappy, but realistically, if you take a step back, you can kind of work your way through it. So I think when you're working with people that, you know, might not see that and getting upset or emotional about that kind of thing. It's kind of like helping them work their way through it. Like you were saying, I think meditation does that a lot for you as well. But, pulling people out of the abyss, I suppose. Mm. And then in terms of people that are annoying just to work with, like you're going to get that everywhere. So I think you just need to work your way through how you manage them and that type of thing. Have you guys heard of DISC profiles?
I spent a whole episode, which was highly criticised of me going through my DISC.
What do you think he is?
You've got D qualities and C qualities, I think, but you guys are also I's, so I don't know.
I don't know much.
What does that mean?
I think that's – so I did it when I was at the Fire Brigade in the media department where I was like
– Can we just drop the media department bit? Can
you just say when I was a fiery. when I was at, like – it was basically like an intern position and my DISC – was the same.
It was slipped.
two herniated discs at the time. No, but I had the same profiles as their entire executive team.
Yeah. So I'm a DI. So that's
Is it dominant? What's it?
Dominant and inspiring.
Because I think I'm the DI too.
Mm. You might be. I would say you're a DC. Because
what's a C?
Well, a C.
Diet Coke. From
cautious. Cautious.
Is Cuck. It?
But like, he hasn't said much. That is beautiful, George.
That's very funny, George.
You like your processes.
Yeah. But I don't necessarily do. The funny thing about the processes is I like them.
Yeah.
But
and if you know Josh, that if you tell him that he's anything, he'll push back on what you told him.
Yeah, don't put me
he's
in a box.
He's not the DC anymore.
No.
It's going to be the the IK.
Disc. Yeah, but I think that
DISC, you know, it's DISC with a C, isn't it?
Yeah.
DISC. Yeah. IS.
I mean, it's quite expensive, the DISC thing.
Yeah, it is. But it's quite fascinating when you get all of your team to do their DISC profiles and you've got your own and it tells you how you work into them and how they work into you and what they need to do to satisfy your needs and what you need to do the same for them and how you talk to them. Because I'm a direct person and I'll tell you how it is. And I expect that in return. I don't like dancing around topics. Mm-hmm. I don't like that stuff. But some people do. They need the compliment sandwich, for example.
Sure.
But
yeah.
I don't like receiving feedback that way.
I don't know if I could stand those Sevs being like we're in the middle of a meeting and him saying, I'm the kind of guy that
was like, no, but you don't need to do that. You just need to have a
face. Fuck up and listen.
No, I know.
Do the spreadsheet.
There is some. So where Amy works, before she started, she did a version. It wasn't DISC. It was one of the personality profiling.
Which reality star are you?
Done that. I'm Joey from Friends. Hey, guys. Yeah,
that was not reality star.
They did it. And so anyway, we've got the contact of the person who ran that. She's a lovely, lovely woman.
Have her on the show.
It'd be great to have her on the show. Mm-hmm. We do it all and then we talk about it as a team. Now that the team's bigger.
Yeah.
It makes sense when it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
It's a bit irrelevant, isn't it? But the.
I didn't know what to do with it. When I got it back, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm the DI, whatever it is. I don't know what to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing me. And so you're saying when it's in a team and understanding how Josh works, Mason, how does Mason work? No one knows. How does Georgie boy work?
Oh, yeah, Georgie boy's just like a
solo. If you're in the room, I'm leaving.
But it helps with your stresses as well. So, it can help you find out, you know, what you might be stressed by having a busy schedule and then that makes you forget different things, for example, or, you know, you might like to work in a fast-paced environment. So it's fascinating in that respect.
And who works well under pressure? So like putting a fire under someone's ass doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah.
Makes people shut down.
Mm.
And some people don't like, you know, giving a task if they don't know how to get there. So they need, you know, step-by-step guidelines, I suppose. Whereas, you know, like I feel like I can just take a job and work, figure it out.
Mm.
But some people don't like that and then they shut down.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's interesting how it doesn't matter what company you go to, they're all fucked in some way. Like if you, when you speak to your close friends, there's always issues. There's always things going on. It's just, I feel like it's the common thing that like, they're all people problems. Everyone's we're all big babies and we're all trying to figure out how to interact with one another. And that's why I feel like when I hear stories of companies separating or founders falling out. I'm like, it's such a missed, like you just spent so fucking long trying to work out how to align, how to do all those sorts of things.
Yeah, and then what do you think for you and I, Josh? Like, we're very different, and there's been, and you see how there's a limitation to you and I just being the thing, like being the thing, or if we were trying to just run a business, you and I, no one else at all. You see the friction point there, and so there's like what I think is we hold out as long, like as long as possible, trying to work on, you know, our opposites, and you're working through so many complex things there. And then I think when there's more people starting to join, it makes it easier. Yeah. It's like, fuck, we've held out to then now work with, you know, Jess and I working closely together. You and Seb's working closely together.
Well, if you if you've got a family and you're doing it just solo versus having support like a nanny or whatever it is, like that would change the dynamic of a relationship.
Well, if you're just looking at it as, you know, a glass full of water, like, or a percentage, it's like if you had help as a single mother, it's like the input, the quality of input to your kid after having some help can be a different quality to, you know, the hard reality of doing it all by yourself and feeling sort of drained. And so, yeah, it makes sense.
I feel tipsy. How do you feel?
Yeah,
it's so delicious though. It's nice, I could definitely get around this as a thing.
Mate, we got two bottles, and
and so you put it on young. A. So what sort of? Because you know, I like to get into sort of branding. If I'm going to do that, like I was the red wine guy for a long time before the tea guy.
It's contradictory to I've just been drinking. I've just started drinking, and I was the red wine for a long time.
Well, because I was a guy who started drinking only red wine.
No, I know that. I did think, I said to Jess, we went down, got some ice and a few other things, and I said, should we get something else? And I was thinking getting red wine for you.
Now, this is perfect. No, I love this. And so,
continue the gin.
From a branding perspective, what sort of guy am I?
Personal
brand? If I was to get into gin.
Oh.
This is controversial.
Because we have a
Seth
gin
just
guy.
Just updated his bio. Yeah, it's a real brand value. Yeah,
fruity guy. But I feel like there's like...
I actually appreciate that Sev likes gin. Like out of all the alcohols,
it's good, like... it's a nice one.
If you were the vodka guy...
And so what does it say? So what does gin say? Gin is... Because I feel like Jason Fox drinks gin and he's a sophisticated fuck.
Could you be a whiskey guy?
I could get, like, I think that I feel, I don't know, I could be out of school here, gin guy versus the whiskey guy. I feel like there's more depth to the whiskey guy than the gin guy. No offense to gin guys.
And so the-
sorry, Seb.
Is that because it's an old man thing, kind of?
Which, gin?
No.
It's a cigar.
Whiskey, yeah, whiskey. I feel like
it's like a wise thing.
Well, no, I also think it comes from gin in my world and my friendship circle of people who have been into it when I was drinking when I was younger. Gin wasn't a, like Tanqueray was the probably closest thing where people were like, I got this from mum's cabinet. You know, it was like, what the fuck's that shit? Tonic water's gross. As I've got older, I've started to appreciate gin and tonic water together. Like I had a big night up in Sydney and I hadn't drank gin before, really tried it. But we had a big night on it. I was like, mate, I fucking love that.
So is it considered gin, a summer thing?
No. Yeah. I mean, you can, it's. I feel
I feel like whiskey is winter. Like I imagine whiskey definitely. Is next to in front of a fire.
I love whiskey.
If you have to choose which one's the summer and winter one, you'd go winter whiskey, gin summer, I think.
Cigars frowned upon?
Well.
Like cigarettes?
Well, Michael Jordan hasn't.
So. No. You can still I feel like from a perception point of view, they're better than cigarettes.
So I can tell you.
Do you remember Leighton Hewitt?
You still get a buzz. Like having a cigar, if you've been out and you're getting a bit fired up. And you have a cigar without even inhaling it, you feel the buzz of the nicotine within it. So don't be fooled by MJ, best basketball player in the world, sucking back a cigar and because he's not inhaling it, it not giving the effect of some kind of substance. You smoke a cigar, don't even have to inhale it, and you're still getting the effects of the nicotine. Have you smoked a cigar, Georgie boy?
I've had a puff. It's not good. It's so full on.
They're disgusting.
Yeah, they're gross.
And so they're...
All right, Michael Jordan likes them.
I honestly don't know how they do it. Like, it's just such an intense thing.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, there's no way you could have a whole one of those things.
You know, I reckon cigar guys, I feel like it's more of a guy thing.
Mm. Girls aren't
dumb enough. holding a wet, slobby thing in their mouth. Like, think about a...
How long does it... Does it start to, like, get soggy?
Yeah. Like, Michael Jordan has no problem with paper straw.
It's because he's sucking on it.
Oh, he's not. It's like... In your teeth. Should we get one tonight?
Nah, I'm asthma. But I'm worried about your asthma.
You don't inhale it.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like you accidentally. And so the risk is mouth cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is the other thing. It's like, yeah, there is
that's not ideal.
Horrible thing. I mean, but it is interesting because 23, Michael Jordan, like sucking back those things.
Was he doing it in the doco, was he?
Non-stop.
In the change rooms, before the games, after the games.
On the jets. Wow. Playing golf, just like hitting a golf ball whilst sucking.
Do you reckon there's going to be an uptake in cigar buying based on that doco?
Definitely.
Because they glorified it.
I thought about it.
Yeah. He made it look cool.
There's a status play to smoking a big cigar. They're expensive. The bigger you get, the more expensive they get.
So what would a big cigar cost? $40?
Mate, you can pay... What's a fucking Cuban cigar worth? You could pay $300 for one cigar.
And so I see it's like, I've heard stories where it's like, we had success, business or whatever. Like, we're going to have a cigar.
It was a celebration thing. Like, after they won, everyone in the change rooms were doing it.
Yeah, but in saying that, they were also playing golf and sucking back. Yeah, maybe they were still celebrating. They had a lot to celebrate, the Chicago Bulls.
How connected is it with the cigarette? What's it called? What are cigarettes made out of?
Tobacco
industry.
So it still has tobacco in it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That is the drug that gives you the buzz.
I was blown away. I just saw something on social media around how much the government pays the tobacco industries to not be able to do shit. Yeah.
Really? Pays them.
Can you look that up,
Seb? That's a fucking racket. How do we get a part of that in a more genuine way?
But we do get a lot of
just pay us to not be a part of something.
We get a lot of tax.
Can you look up government support? I mean, how would... I don't think... I could never work for a tobacco company.
No.
Howard? What's Howard?
John Howard.
Oh, how would you? How would...
I never said I would, Howard.
Did you say Howard?
No, he said...
How would...
No, you said I would never...
You just said Howard.
...work for a...
Howard, and then you then said... Company. You said Howard.
And so, what's the percentage of alcohol in this?
It's like 41, I think.
I'm feeling quite lightheaded, to be
this
honest.
Is the 46, and I even... This is the best stuff. I'm so sorry about this morning. I'm so happy. We're good. Let's do the Audio Technica thing here. These are the BP40s. Is it the BP40?
These are the BP40s.
Yeah. So the great thing about the BP40, the great thing about the BP40s is, I mean, they look great to start with. They look fantastic, don't you think?
Yeah, they're matte black.
They're so small as well.
Mm. And so the great thing is, so with microphones, there's two main types of microphones, dynamic microphones and condenser microphones.
What's the difference?
The difference is that a condenser microphone is, you can consider it like always on, so it's always listening. So it has a much higher volume and noise, which can be good if you're in a controlled environment. So if you've got very little reverb from a room, condenser microphones can be good. A shotgun microphone is a condenser microphone. Mm. A dynamic microphone is something like you would see on stage or things like that. It doesn't require power, and the way that it's activated is through sound.
Mm.
These are dynamic microphones. However, they have qualities like a condenser microphone. So they have the crisp, high EQ, that sort of high frequency sound, but they have the benefit of being able to be in a little bit of a noisy room and only pick up our voice.
So a dynamic microphone is great for people with bad mic technique?
So
if they were to go off to the side?
So the thing is, the reason that we're able to sort of move around the mic is because of the compression that we use, which basically says the highs and lows and like sort of, you know, compresses it all together. The benefit, so I'd say if you have bad mic technique, a condenser microphone is going to pick up more, so you can be off mic and they'll be able, because it's listening to everything, right? But the problem is you'll fucking hear the helicopter, you'll hear the lawnmower, you'll hear all that sort of stuff.
Well, you hear the other person if you're doing two podcasts.
Exactly. Oh, if you're doing have two, if you have more guests on and you have condenser microphones, you're going to hear everyone. So, Dynette, the thing is USB microphones, a lot of them that you can get today are condenser microphones. I wouldn't recommend a condenser microphone. The Audio Technica,
BP40s.
No, the 2000, the USB one. They released a new one. Tim Ferriss uses them, but they look
Crystal Andrews uses it.
Yeah, it's a handheld style microphone that plugs in via USB.
In saying that, we started our podcast using a condenser microphone.
Yep. And so they can be good. The thing with condenser microphones, you're more likely to see people using things like doonas and stuff like that, or duvets, as fucking Sebs will say, to dampen some of the echo. But no, what I love about Audio Technica is the design. I saw these at IBC in Amsterdam when was that, 2018?
Was that when we were doing the show and you were overseas?
Yeah. I mean, so I went and spoke to Audio Technica.
They're short, which I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're they're very heavy, so they're a high quality mic. The funny thing is that they're not necessarily that prevalent in the podcasting space. They're a little bit higher in cost. They're closer to the cost of a Shure SM7B, which is the microphone that Joe Rogan uses.
Yeah. And boy, people bought those.
And the problem with the Joe Rogan microphone. That's a dynamic microphone.
I thought you were going to say it doesn't come with Jamie.
But the other thing too is with the Shure SM7B, so those black, it's made famous from the Metallica doco, if you've seen that documentary, they use one. It's a dynamic microphone and it's a very quiet microphone. And so what happens is if you just, when you buy an interface, we call it a preamp, which basically goes between the computer and the microphone to turn it up, which you need for a dynamic mic.
Turn it up.
Exactly. When you're using a dynamic microphone, bringing up the volume because it's quiet can add additional noise, which is called a noise floor. And so the thing is that, exactly. And so the problem with the Shure SM7B microphone is if you run it into a preamp, you have to have it on full volume because it's so quiet. And so you hear the noise floor. And so then what you have to fucking do is you go and buy something called a cloud lifter, and there's other products, which basically takes the signal, ramps it up to the volume of what would be considered a phantom microphone.
And then that goes into the preamp.
But the problem is that you're adding all this extra gear. So the benefit of what I really love about the BP40s, genuinely, because we could pick any microphone. Like microphones aren't microphones aren't going to be the thing that sends us broke. It will be fucking.
I mean, we've got about eight.
And so the great thing about the BP40 is that it's loud, and so you don't have to go crazy on the volume on the preamp, but it's dynamic. So it means that we can be talking in the room and we're not getting bleed across. Mm. So hopefully that explains. So if you are looking at a microphone for a podcast, I'd recommend a dynamic microphone for most parts.
Definitely. I mean, I've shot the link to a few people, just said, what should I get? This. Do it. Mm-hmm. Get it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Mm. And it's, the dynamic microphones are the other way. I'm done. That was good though. Can you use that?
Yeah, I'm sure we can use bits of it.
You're editing it.
Jess, in terms of drinking in workplaces, and you too, George.
Agencies.
Like, we're turning this place into an agency. We'll be going out for long lunches soon.
Yeah. Oh, we're done now. Yeah. After the show, we're done.
Jess is just annoyed there isn't a bag of Coke.
Sorry, my mum listens to the podcast.
Tell
her not to listen to tomorrow's episode.
It's just a PSA, mum, don't listen to tomorrow.
And also, like, drink carts. Do we need to invest in some sort of wheeled machine where
that's a lot.
So TJ had a cart at the old Easy Street office. It was like the bar fridge.
No. So Amy worked at an ad agency on St Kilda Road, the ultimate fat cat environment. And she was in charge of it at some point. She was the...
They're looking after Optus, Woolies, Coles.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to mention, but she would be the driver of the cart.
Toot, toot.
mate, I went in there for some beverages, but they would literally wheel around cocktail of the day, Friday, come fucking 2 p.m.
We had the same thing.
Yeah, so this is what I'm asking.
It's like the
what's that?
The glasses
what's
clinking that? On the trolley. But then our receptionist, Alicia, she dropped it and smashed everything. So,
Alicia.
So we were banned from drink trolley for like 2 years.
So what? So
was Alicia, was she pissed?
No, I don't think so. It's just must have hit something on the road.
Oh no.
The funny thing is that it's like it's all these perks are designed to just fucking keep you at your desk. Like the trolley is literally like, we don't want you fucking get up and stop working. Yeah, like we still win.
Yeah. It's like it's like an airplane.
Yeah. I mean, no, sorry.
Airplane.
It's like because they don't want to get you.
Oh, I see.
As in you're in your chair, you don't have to get up.
Well, you can't, like, where are you going to go on an airplane, to be honest, other than the
toilet? What are you expecting? Like a buffet that you go up and you get your eggs?
Oh, definitely.
It's not a bad idea, is it?
Maybe first class.
Did you sit at the bar when you were in first class?
No, so first class Singapore A380. I don't like.
Have you been?
Where were you going to?
I was going to Heathrow through Singapore.
Were you in the chairman's lounge before you went?
Yes, we did go to the chairman's lounge. But the funny thing is that we were it wasn't the chairman's lounge. They call it the private room in Singapore. No, but the interesting thing about the that whole experience was.
How is it up the pointy end?
It's good, but the thing is that it's like, in all honesty, like it is nice, but you can get a better sleep like at home.
If you're comparing flights to home sleep.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, so it's like.
He had a bed. He had a full bed.
Yeah, it was a flat bed. Flat bed.
And not even the flat beds that you just.
Can we post the video? The photo on Instagram.
Yeah, did you vlog any of it?
I didn't vlog. No.
God, you're grateful.
And I created a story too that I thought that because we'd been to Dubai before. No, but when we're in Dubai, they've got the law around not being in the same room as someone of the opposite sex if you're not married.
What?
And so when you
go there with your partner,
it's
your
boyfriend, girlfriend. They just sort of turn a blind eye. It's like Mr. and Mrs. Jansen type of thing. And so the thing was. When we're on the Singapore flight, I didn't know what the fucking rule was in Singapore. And so the guy's like, are you married? And I was just like, I panicked. I was like, yeah. But he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, I was making sure we didn't get arrested.
No, surely.
And so, it was slightly awkward. Yeah. But the interesting thing with, so Bree got food poisoning.
Oh, that's right.
The day before we went on the flight. Right? She went to a chicken shop, a well-known chicken shop on Swan Street.
Yeah.
Do great salads.
Well, you don't know. This is the thing. I got food poisoning the other week. Mm. I don't know.
We have been back there. They do the best chips.
I don't know where it was from.
Best
George chips, ate the same chicken thing. Mike ate, it's a hard one. It's a hard one. Anyway, what I took from that is you're fucking ungrateful that you flew at the
point. Well, no. So, what I was going to say is so we used all of our points. We didn't pay it. We used 350,000 points.
You paid it. That's paying.
To do it. But a lot cheaper than actually like paying. It would have been 20, 10 grand, 15 grand. So
Each or?
I mean, I think it's probably, I think it was about 14 grand for the two if you were to do it or whatever. So, it's a lot cheaper. Like- Literally open two credit cards, balance, fucking.
You don't need to do that.
No, but you can get. But this is the fucked thing. I was going to mention this with Dom from Up Bank.
Yeah.
In Australia, the fees on credit cards in regards to signing up is outrageous.
Mm. So yearly fee.
Yearly fee. So like ANZ $2.99 for their black ANZ or whatever.
Jess, have you got a credit card? That's good.
Really.
That's
have good. You ever had a credit card?
No.
Really?
I've never been in debt.
Okay.
I'm well, too scared to.
How's that?
What's it feel like?
I mean, I've got a uni debt, obviously.
What's sure. Like? Obviously. Yeah, that's TJ doesn't have uni debt, but he's fucking, he's still paying off the BMW.
No, 2007.
Paid that one out. You paid that off?
Paid that one out.
He had red leather seats and a DVD player.
Really?
TV, no DVD player. 8 stacker in the back.
But a TV, so does that mean if it was a TV, you actually got Simpsons? Channels?
Simpsons. Back and whatever.
Wait, hang on. How did it connect?
Did you have a satellite on it?
How does it connect?
It must have had a satellite.
Oh, my
no,
God.
It didn't have a satellite. That was a joke.
It had an antenna.
It had free-to-air, yeah?
Free-to-air, so okay. It's pulling a signal through an antenna.
Whilst driving.
You could listen, but as soon, like, stop at the lights, comes on, start driving.
Well, I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah.
Why did you have this?
He was a stripper. He was.
He had to.
And so he had to. You had to improve. It's like real estate agents.
Yeah. True. They've all got good cars, don't they?
Yeah. Can't afford them.
It's all leveraged to their eyeballs.
Mm.
Yeah. It's full on. They're the opposite of Jess. Real estate agents.
Mm. Have you checked your credit score? I wonder what your credit score is like.
Mm.
Should be good.
I'm sure it's good. I haven't done anything.
I don't know. It wouldn't be good because you need... This is how I've always justified any debt that I've gone in. I might fucking add into my credit score. This is good. I'm going to fucking pay it off. It's going to be real good. No, but you can go to free credits. If you Google free credit score, mm-hmm. you can access it like every month and you can get your score.
Maybe I'll look at it after this show.
It is good fun because you can see like... you know, it's just like a benchmark to be like, I always worry about my Telstra because my Telstra bill isn't automatically debited.
Yeah, it doesn't
affect it. I think it's like if it goes to a fucking debt collector yeah, which has only happened to me once, which was QuickFlix, which was the Netflix competitor in Australia. So fun fact about Netflix. Do you know how Netflix started? Jess?
Yeah, it was a video store. Is that
DVDs.
Right?
DVDs. So DVDs, yeah. But they would send them out in the mail. So it was the biggest collection, and you would basically get 3 DVDs at a time. Then they would send you get it in the mail. Once you send it back, you get the other ones. The whole thing, what they were pushing was it's like no late fees, right? And so QuickFlix had the same thing. They were based in WA. They set up. They were sort of being the Australian version of Netflix, not owned or operated or any sort of connection. Anyway, I was using QuickFlix, decided I didn't like it, cancelled, but I had a DVD that I didn't return.
Oh, no.
And so I just like, you hear the story of like, no late fees. I'm like, I'm fine, no late fees. If you're not a customer and you still have the DVD, they will come after you. Oh, and so they did. I had to pay $100, I think, to get out of that.
Really?
So annoying.
Did that impact your credit score?
It's at excellent at the moment. I don't know why.
Mine's a good.
Good.
644.
That's not bad. It is good to have... The US and Australia are very different. If you read Ramit Sethi's I'll Teach You How to Be Rich...
Yeah, it's a different ball game.
In the US, it's all about having as many credit cards as you can...
And paying them back.
Yeah. Well, not even having
that. How's that working for
positive,
them?
There's a positive report.
To be honest, how is it working for them?
Yeah. I mean, there's a positive and negative reporting, right? Like, I think Australia only started reporting positive stuff to do with your credit history recently.
Really?
Okay. As opposed to just being like, okay, you got a credit card, like that'll, we'll report that to whoever looks after credit score stuff.
It is. I mean, I wonder how, is it easy to get debt at the moment?
For what kind
of like
debt?
A personal, if you want to say like a mortgage. Dude,
mortgage is
a bit different. You need to at least show base level.
You need to get your deposit. If you were able to get your
deposit, but you also like they go.
If you could swindle a deposit, if you're like just fucking, I guess they're looking at like your previous, you know, they want to see transfers and
they need to see full bank statements to be able to punch out like what you are actually spending on food. Sorry, Jess, you won't be able to get a mortgage. I know you. Like, she doesn't like to cook. Hates cooking.
Really? So all Uber Eats?
No, I don't. I mean, I cook, but it's basic. It's just like veggies. Wait, so you've
never had it?
She said she doesn't cook. I took that as Uber Eats.
Yeah, but it's not gourmet cooking. Like,
okay,
you know, like a lamb ragu or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I have made that before, but it's not gourmet every night.
Maybe just go to a mortgage broker, JJ, to find out, because they're like free consultation. They can tell you where you need to get to, where you are now, and you could just get them to calculate your Uber Eats.
Well, I remember 2015, went to a, we had someone doing like a financial, like a...
Financial planner
came to the office that I was working at
and did a
whole presentation. I was like, oh, this is great. So I went there. I said, hey, I want to set up a meeting. Bree and I went and we're like, you know, finally we're out of debt. We're going to start putting money into stocks. And then we had that meeting with them and they were going away and planning. In the time that we had that meeting and we had the second meeting, I bought an $18,000 camera and then came back. So I came back to them. I said, hey, like... this or they're like, okay, so index fund, you need to do this. This is like, they fucking did it. And I was just like, look, situation's changed. Do you know what the Sony FS7 is?
Great camera.
Bit yeah, green, great, yeah, great bit camera. Green, slight green hue on the Sonys. but the funny thing, but the thing was that they didn't tell me this at all, but I should have known. I was pretty naive that they send you a, like an invoice. Like at, when they gave us those details, like this is what you should do. They gave an $800 invoice.
It's not outrageous.
But they hadn't told us at all. They weren't like, this is how much it's going to cost. It was like a consultation.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, this is the whole thing. I always laugh at like you see painters with utes and they say free quote. Who the fuck's charging for a quote, first of all? Mm. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Free quotes.
Free quote. There's nothing exciting about a free quote.
There must have been a period of time where people were charging a service fee to come out because it wouldn't have been over the phone internet service businesses and things like that. Coming out, you're measuring, you're spending an hour on site.
Yeah.
But you know what? I disagree somewhat because, and you might be familiar with this as well, when you're working in an agency, you have to do a strategy for things. So
sure. Well, that's we see that as pre-production. And so
but hang on. If you're potentially working with someone for a $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 project, yeah, you may understand that. When you've got young gronks, you can't – clear is kind. You can't get you guys in for a chat and not just say at the start, hey, so these consultations
are – Yeah, they definitely need to tell you. So the thing was that Bree and I were like, fuck it. We're just like, what happens if you don't pay? Because it wasn't even like an email or whatever. It was just like a letter with the amount underneath. And so I just left it. And then 5 years later – they said, hey, Josh, we actually need a video done. Can you look after us and I can waive that $800? So I did do a bit of an AV job, you know, if I can go over there with my polo shirt and film something to make it right. But no, I think, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think the way that we look at it.
I think it's clear. You cannot tell, just, it's not the doctor. You can't assume. But what about doctors, you know, as soon as you go in for a consultation,
you're charging out, yeah.
But from, 100%. I guess, you got to ask about from a like a business to business point of view, or if you're doing stuff where it's like,
yeah, you're talking intellectual business to business, Jess. Yeah. That's a bit different. But, this is
but I guess
business to Gronk.
Yeah. It's a bit outrageous the business getting the financial planner in though. Like that's who's getting if they're charging everyone who's entered
into that.
It was
literally the mates, like one of the guys who worked at the company, his brother who was doing it. Oh, but sure. The thing, like, yeah, finance advisory is.
It's very weird, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it's been turned on its head. Like in terms, like Barefoot, he's thrown that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mentioned, you know, how he asked you to call your financial planner and ask three questions.
I've been wanting to sign up.
It's getting better. I think it is getting better.
I'm wanting to sign up to UpBank, but the problem is, I know that you mentioned that you need to give your driver's license.
Yes,
I haven't yet updated my driver's license to my new address.
Got it, dude.
And so I need to get the sticker
behind.
It's also just quickly on that, joint accounts aren't here yet.
And
which
we're not looking at joint accounts, mate. We're looking for that party fund.
Okay.
No, I would like it.
No, it is good. Did you sign up, Georgie boy?
No, I haven't yet.
Can you please unneed my $5?
Well, same.
It just goes to our coffee fund, you do realise.
No. I haven't changed my address either, so maybe that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, but it's so Bree showed me how easy it is.
You can do your passport.
Oh, yeah.
So I just did my driver's license as an option and maybe my Medicare card.
That's one thing. My driver, my passport
expires
in November.
Get it done before then.
But the thing is, like, because I was thinking about that, like, I'd sort of planned it out. You can't travel 6 months, you know, if your passport's
Who's getting a new passport now?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to hold off.
It's a power play.
Do you see the Vic Roads? You can now book.
I saw that, the loan is imperfect. On the passport thing, passport nearly full, obviously, with all the travel.
Oh, that's so good. Are you going to get your license then?
Well, so this is the thing, because I heard, or Sam told me, my brother told me that if you wait until you're 21, you skip your red peas.
Yeah.
And you go straight to green.
You're 21 later this year, right?
Which I'm turning 21 in November, so I may as well just hold out until then. It's only a couple of months away.
I mean, you're driving on your own. so you can go 10 kilometers faster?
Nah, you can have more. So with red, you're only allowed one person in the car.
Who are you having in the car?
I don't know.
And so, you know, I get the thinking.
Well, it means that I can Yeah, I just feel like one person is just a bit of an annoyance. Like, yeah, I may as I well just so. Wait.
No, I could come in because I'm older than
25. No, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Fuck, I'm old. Okay. Just thinking about that.
I thought it did. I thought you could have them in the front and then someone else in the back. Yes. Or is it your siblings in the
your
back?
Your family, you're allowed as many people as you want.
Mm. Not, but you're only not over.
No age limit on your family.
Forget the grandma dying on the side of the road that you could have saved their life by taking her to the hospital when you and Grace were driving. See how stupid that fucking is?
I mean, I think
not that allowed, not allowed granny in the back.
Oh, yeah. Red peas.
He was literally thinking about what are you talking about? I was like, all right, it's a daily talk show. Tomorrow is a crazy episode with Tully. It's the most outrageous episode we've ever done. There is...
Jess's mum don't listen. George's mum.
No, seriously.
Actually, don't.
My mum don't listen.
Not even sexually, joking.
I mean, the type not safe for work is...
I feel like for a lot of people, they won't know what NSFW means.
Not safe for work.
Yeah, but it's not safe for...
in our group.
Yeah.
It's not safe for kids. It's not safe for listening out loud.
Yeah.
Even like you might feel uncomfortable with a lot of the topics discussed.
But relatable.
I was uncomfortable yesterday.
Okay.
Hannah's not happy. So.
Wait until...
You've warned her?
Yeah, it's...
Wait, tomorrow's episode is the one where
it's not really on brand for us though, is it?
It's on brand for you. No, I think it's like we joked about the whole real men eat ass on in LA with Tully. and so just to give you a sense, it's in that area.
Oh yeah.
That we go
play,
into.
Yeah.
But the first 30 minutes is just a deep dive into Big Brother.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about 30.
15 and I got over it.
Yeah.
Wait till the end where I call her out for thinking that she wasn't telling the truth.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's not that bad.
No, I just sort of said
it's all good.
It's a good preface. It's our fucking podcast. Go away if you don't like it, please.
It was the most aggressive thing I've ever said on the show. I said
you apologize for it afterwards.
Yeah,
it's
I don't believe you. Because she was talking about Big Brother and she's like, wait, looking forward to it.
We don't need to go into it. Doing a joke twice is the dumbest thing. It has no impact tomorrow. It's all good. It was fine.
It wasn't a joke.
You've just got a few things to think about, Josh.
Much worse. Crystal, you're probably going to want to...
Because I haven't lost sleep about that episode once.
Crystal says, I'm scared. Crystal, yeah, get prepared.
A few headlines out of that, Chris.
Emma's pumped.
Can we
Can't wait Emma, for the episode.
Yeah, Emma will get her.
As the smutty Queenslander, Emma will love it. But we can we put that out early, 6 a.m?
Yeah.
Yeah, that can go.
6 a.m. tomorrow.
It's pre-recorded.
We record a Tully episode. Go to thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks if you want to sign up to be part of the Friday Night Drinks, which is kicking off.
Tonight?
6 p.m.
Five o'clock. 5 p.m., not 6.
Come in whenever you're available. It's all on Zoom. Mm. Thank you, Jess. Thanks, George. Thanks, Sevs. Thanks, TJ. Thanks, Josh.
See you tomorrow, guys.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.